This episode originally aired as a YouTube video. Welcome to Relationship RX Podcast, your prescription for all relationship pain points. I'm your host, Dr. Laura Dabney, and I use my 20 years experience as a psychiatrist to give you actionable tips and strategies you can implement today to create the relationships you deserve. Hi, Dr. Laura Dabney. So this month, we're going to talk about the secret little lies we tell ourselves. And that means we're talking about addictions. But we're not talking about the stereotypical addictions you all tend to think about, right? Because addictions don't just have to mean you're strung out on the street in rehab. Okay, addictions in mental health mean really any behavior you're unable to control. Because as adults, we should be able to control our behaviors. That's sort of the definition of being an adult. So in this sense, we're talking about anything that's uncontrollable. So perhaps you yell too much. Perhaps you have a drink during the week when you say you're not going to. Perhaps you eat in secret or smoke when you're by yourself. Even behaviors can be addicting. Perhaps you've put off starting an exercise class or earning that degree or spending more time with the kids, or maybe you're spending too much time at the office. See, working and procrastination can be addictive behavior patterns too. So there's a lot of things we lose control over, but we don't know why, because what addictions do or out of control behaviors do is cover up some type of pain. And often, because of that, it's covering up pain we don't want to see, so it's often a secret to ourselves what we're covering up and why. And that's where it gets a little tricky, because you're unconscious or not very much understood. That doesn't sound right. But you know what I mean. So it's only a little bit understood or it's totally unconscious, and we really have to do some work in therapy or coaching to get that straightened out. For instance, I had a patient actually who was so disorganized in her life, just really everything was a mess. Her garage, her closet, her desk, her calendars, everything was so disorganized. And she kept promising she was going to clean up and start. And she hired people to do this and got everybody's buy-in, but she couldn't get it off the ground. She blamed everybody from her dog to her boss. Everything was a problem and a reason. But it was in therapy that we learned that she actually was sent to boarding school in middle school years. And those teachers there with whom she lived were very big on organization. In fact, they shamed, ridiculed, and punished her for her disorganization. This led to a great deal of rage at them. And thus, then that led to a great deal of rage at her parents for sending her. And this was very difficult for her because she felt very guilty about those feelings, because she really liked or loved these parental figures in her life. So if she didn't clean up at all, she wouldn't have to face any of these feelings. So she learned that, put that together, and that became the backbone of her being able to get on top of that behavior. So for the next 4 weeks, we're going to talk about what I see are the most common reasons for addictive or uncontrollable behavior, something you may not have thought of, may jiggle something in your mind, or may help you with some behavior yourself. So anyway, stay tuned with me over the next few weeks, and I look forward to talking to you. Thank you for listening to the Relationship RX Podcast. Join us next time for more action items to improve your relationships. For more information and help, please visit relationship-rx.com or call me at 757-340-8800. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn under Laura Dabney, MD.